Did you want to go to college? How did that happen, and where did you go?
Oh, I did college. I'm the only one in the immediate family that didn't complete the college curriculum at the University of Wisconsin. My mother was adamant that I go to the University of Wisconsin-Madison. So I found myself on the campus the fall of 64, and I had no clue what I was doing. I was so lost. And consequently, I did poorly. And I came back the second year and actually did a lot better, but I was so far in the hole after my first year that I just couldn't catch up. Was on probation all the time I was at the University of Wisconsin. And at the time, in 1966, they herded us all into a lecture hall and gave us a battery of tests to see. Basically, it was a proficiency test, and if you scored at a certain level, you were able to keep your draft deferment. If you fell below a level, then they would change your draft deferment. You're eligible to be pulled out of college in the draft. And I could sort of see the handwriting on the wall, so I initiated contact with a Navy recruiter, and I wound up joining the Navy at that time, which was a really, really good move for me. Because, one, it got me away from home, it got me into a position of being independent, and I learned a skill that buttered my bread for the rest of my life.
What was that skill?
I was an electrician.
Now, leading up to your joining the Navy, was there a relationship of conflict with your parents over who you were becoming or how you were shaping your life?
Well, again, it was a big push to get me to go to college, follow in the footsteps of my brother and sister. My interest was technological. I wanted to pursue a career in electronics. I even to the point that I went to Milwaukee and checked out a trade school in electronics. But I think my mother and father, but I think it was more focused around my mother, being the social conscious one, really didn't think that was in my best interest. And so that my interest sort of went on the back burner when it came to education. So there was a lot of conflict. There were arguments in the home and whatnot, but, you know, it's hard to separate the topic from the natural rebellion, and in my case, pretty strong rebellion that those teenage years bring out. I was just happy at that point to get away from it all.
And where did the Navy take you?
Oh, well, that's interesting. Back in 66, I normally would have gone to my recruiter in Rhinelander, but he had filled his quota and then some and spent most of his time fishing. So I had to use a recruiter in Madison, and I used my dormitory as my home address, and I was able to get in. I enlisted, and then I had to wait 3 months before I actually went into active duty, went to boot camp. And that was in late fall of 1966. And I went to boot camp at Great Lakes Training Station. That's right out of Chicago. And then I went from there to Jacksonville, Florida for 9 months, where I got my what they call Service A School training. That's where I learned to be an aircraft electrician. And I spent 3 months of that nine-month period as a part of my duties, worked in a galley as a they call it mess cooking. And they just did that. Nowadays, they contract all that stuff. But at those years, we did all of our own servicing of the bases. The sailors had these extra duties to keep the base running, and working in the galley was one of them. And then I came to, after I graduated from my Service A school as an aviation electrician's mate, they sent me to NAS Alameda in 1967, the Summer of Love, and I had got my first car. I was 21, and my parents lent me some money to buy my first car, and I traveled by myself from Rhinelander to San Francisco. And all the way across the country, I listened to the song, "If You're Going to San Francisco, Wear a Flower in Your Hair." I just, that and Billy Joel McAllister Jumped Off a Tallahatchie Bridge. I remember that on that trip all the way across the United States, on Route 66, by the way, when Route 66 still existed. I came to Alameda, and I was there for 3 years and separated from Alameda in 1970.
What are your best memories of your Navy life?
Getting out. yeah. I couldn't wait to get out of the Navy. I think, you know, some people are okay about making it a career. I would never be good at in a Navy career, so I was really happy to get out. Now, you got to remember, in 1967, in the Bay Area, there was a lot going on. We had Haight-Ashbury in San Francisco. We had events going on in Berkeley. We had the whole anti-war movement going on. And we had the music. We had the music in the Bay Area. We had venues in the city of San Francisco we could go to. You spend, I think it was $4, and you saw three headliners in these clubs. And, I mean, it was really pretty awesome. But, you know, the Navy was sort of a bother, you know. Actually, I had a very, very easy military career. I spent 3 years as a land sailor. I worked in a shop situation. I worked swing shift, evening shift, and it was like a regular job. And I had, the last couple of years I was in, I had an apartment in Oakland, California. And, like I said, just like a regular job, except for I had to wear some funny clothes.
And how old were you when you got out of the Navy?
24.
And what happened next?
I got married 6 months later. My first wife. She was a single mom, and I went from being a single young adult living by myself to being married with a child in 5 weeks' time.
And how did that evolve?
A divorce 16 years later. It was fine. You know, actually, the early years were good. We sort of a traditional family. I went to work after my daughter Jennifer was born in 72, 2 years after I was married. My wife stayed at home and as a homemaker, and I went to work. We had one car. I rode a bicycle to work or carpooled. We actually saved money, went on trips. It was pretty good. We had a good life. Lots of friends. It was a good time, you know, to be in the Bay Area and to be working. I was working and learning to ply my electrical trade in the commercial arena, and that meant that I had to transition from the Navy way of doing things into the industrial way of doing things. And so besides working and, you know, with a young family, I spent some time going to night school under the GI Bill to acquire more marketable skills in the maintenance field. So my career was as a maintenance electrician for many, many years.